This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Washington Post got its hands on what looks like President Trump's proposed budget for the Department of Education for next year. $10.5 billion is going to disappear from federal education initiatives. Among them, things like after-school programs for the poor, teacher training, and at the college level, work-study money and loan subsidies. Those last two and some others are going to make it harder for students in this country to afford college. Marketplace's Adam Allington has that one.
If the president's education budget becomes reality, federal supplemental educational opportunity grants would be eliminated. Also, undergrads receiving subsidized loans would have to cover interest while they're still in school, and the billion-dollar federal work-study budget would be cut in half.
I think it's really hard to find a problem with federal work-study.
Justin Drager is the president of the National Association of Federal Student Aid Administrators. In previous years, he says Republicans have actually championed work study.
It's a self-help aid program, meaning it's not a grant. It's a program that gives students money for work.
But Jason Delisle of the American Enterprise Institute says students can still seek out jobs without a government grant to pay their salary.
And there's also nothing to stop a university from employing the student. All of those things can happen without a complicated, opaque government program.
Delisle also criticizes the work-study program for funding jobs at primarily elite schools. Adam Kufalt received $5,000 per year in work-study assistance to work in the dean's office at UC Berkeley.
So my job was to answer the phone, work around the office, help organize mail.
Kufalt says the fact that Berkeley is an elite school didn't change the fact that he needed the money to make ends meet.
In reality, that was my food. That was part of my rent.
Federal work-study funds jobs for roughly 700,000 undergraduate and graduate students nationally. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.